Welcome to today's Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh. I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with the new Washington Public Library Director, Carrie Ann Siegfried. This is part two of a two-part interview.
So how has the start to the new job been and being at, like you said, a new building since your youth?
Yeah. One of the really cool things, I think, as I wander around the library and look at things, there's so many pieces of the old library that are in the new library. I mean, as a really small child going to the library, one of the things we always did was you go and look at the grandfather clock and you go and look at the globe. And, you know, those were just such great memories growing up. But they're in the new library, too. Staff is just so wonderful, and they've been so welcoming and so generous with their time to help me kind of make my way through all of this newness and learn things. So I'm starting to feel maybe basically competent, not real competent yet.
Are there any particular interests or projects that you are interested in pursuing for the library?
Well, I think one of the things that we'll be spending some time looking at in the next year is to just look and see how community needs and specifically library and information needs have changed due to the pandemic, because they have changed. So many things have changed. And so I think we've got to really spend some time studying how our collection and our services and our programs need to adapt to those changes. And I really think most public libraries throughout the country are going to be spending time doing that over the next several months. But, you know, just kind of beyond that situational issue, I have a really strong interest in technology. I have a really strong interest in library collections. And, you know, I think despite the fact that, yeah, libraries have grown to be more than just about books, a lot of what we do is still very much about books, and that's one of the most used services that most public libraries offer. So looking at ways to market our collection better, to make sure that we're buying the right things, to make sure that we're displaying the collection so that people can find what they want. So, you know, looking at ways to maybe do some things a little bit differently there.
Of course, you're still kind of getting your feet wet, really, with the new job. But for the month of October, are there any particular events or any programming that you'd like to mention?
Yeah, we've got some great things coming up in October. Every Thursday in October, we're going to have Tuba in October, where Gary McCurdy's going to be performing outside the library at noon, so people can bring their lunch and enjoy the tuba music. So that's every Thursday at noon. And then later on in the month, if you love books and you love music and movies and you love books that have become movies, you can join our book discussion group on October 21st at 5:30, and everybody will have a chance to share their favorite book and movie combination. And then going on throughout the month for all ages, we've got our Festival of Pumpkins. So we're inviting people to decorate their pumpkin, not carving it, but decorate your pumpkin, bring it into the library before October 28th. And even if you don't want to decorate a pumpkin, you can vote on the people who on the entries that we have. And so we'll be announcing the winners after that.
Okay, well, I think that does it in case there's anything else you want to add.
I'm just really happy to be here and really appreciative of how welcoming everybody's been.
That was today's Halcyon House Washington page with the new Washington Public Library Director, Carrie Ann Siegfried. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.